Alrighty.
Oh, microphone. So I'd like to call the meeting in the Senate Transportation Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 1:35 p.m. Thursday, March 11th. Present today are Vice Chair Schauer, Senator Keel, and myself, Chair Myers. We have a quorum. Today for the staffing, we have Nancy Hemingway from Senate Records, Alex Banachek is our moderator, and Michaela Anderson, my committee aide. Quick reminder to everybody, silence your cell phones. Otherwise, I might have to use the gavel on them. Today, we will be hearing public testimony on Senate Bill 74, the General Obligation Bonds for State Infrastructure Projects. At this time, I will open public testimony on SB 74. All right. Due to the number of people that we are expecting to want to testify, we are asking for a two-minute time limit on testimony. And hopefully I can have my vice chair help me enforce that. All righty. So, first of all, will there be anybody in the room who wants to testify? Seeing none, we will be moving to the online testimony. If everybody could please begin your testimony stating your name, your affiliation for the record, and mention which project or projects you're calling about specifically, and if you are in support or opposition, and then give your testimony. Thank you very much. All right, we will start with Mr. Tim Dillon from Kenai. Mr. Dillon, please go ahead.
Good afternoon. This is Tim Dillon, the Executive Director for the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District. I'm testifying today on Senate Bill 74, and we strongly support the $13.2 million in the GO bond for the Long Trail. As you probably are familiar, the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District is a non-government resource. Back around 18 months ago, the Director of State Parks and the Mayor of Seward and I sat down to discuss the One More Day plan coming out of state parks. And what they were looking at was adding opportunities for the visitors that we already had, so that if we could go ahead and get folks to stay one more day and create other opportunities, we would wind up with an additional revenue stream of at least $100 million. This is an unbelievable opportunity, a great investment that brings real economic benefits not only to the Kenai, but from Fairbanks all the way down to the Kenai. The market is growing and changing, and the focus now is on experiences and activities. These benefits of attracting more independent travelers, filling those gaps, and adding bridges in the Iditarod Trail going from Seward all the way up to Fairbanks, it's part of what will be an uninterrupted route from Seward to Fairbanks. This is particularly valuable for meeting the growing demand for this active experience, and it turns and creates more customers to smaller, locally owned businesses in communities like Seward, Cooper Landing, and others continuing up the route. So let's remember this one more day concept. It's another revenue stream, and it's one of the things we've all been talking about is what other revenue streams can we create. For a $13.2 million portion, you get one heck of a return. Plus, you're able to take these state monies and leverage them in the growing range of federal dollars available in Alaska, whether it be the land water conservation funds or any of the other opportunities. Thank you very much, and I ask for your support for the GO bond for the Long Trail. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dillon. Next, we're going to be moving on to Becky Long. Miss Long, go ahead.
Yes, this is Becky Long, B-E-C-K-Y-L-O-N-G. I'm an individual. I'm around Talkeetna. And I'm speaking in opposition to the West Susitna Road, the $8.5 million in SB 74. The West Susitna Road is not critical infrastructure. It's not shovel-ready, and it does not pass the Alaska constitutional legality test. The public stakeholder process has been inadequate. Alongside a very terrible ADA board public process, this proposal has advanced over majority opposition comments. The original 2014 Roads to Resources DOT study that was the beginning of this proposal, they surveyed only industrial companies and government entities. Lack of environmental impact concerns was a major study flaw. Now this proposal will change the West Susitna watershed in a very big way. Ada's executive director disregards the huge amount of Anchorage and Matsu people who use the area now. It's not locked up like Ada states publicly on the radio and to other meetings. People go there now. It supports environmental development now with the economic drivers of hunting, fishing, recreation, lodges, small mining claims, etc. The very things that could be put in jeopardy by an industrial polluting road. Thank you. Please oppose that in the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Long. Next, we're moving on to Ann Rappaport. Ms. Rappaport, please proceed.
Thank you, Honorable Committee. My name is Ann Rappaport. I co-chair the Rabbit Creek Community Council, on whose behalf I'm submitting this testimony, and I ask that our more detailed written comments be made part of the record. A request today is that the committee add $620,000 to SB 74 to complete upgrades to the parking and visitor facilities at Potter Marsh. This small project meets SB 74's purpose to stimulate our state economy in many ways. Rabbit Creek Community Council is one of 38 community councils in Anchorage. We provide a critical connection for neighbors to participate in government. Our area encompasses Potter Marsh, a significant component of the state's Anchorage Coastal Wildlife Refuge. The community council has repeatedly gone on the record in support of the Anchorage Coastal Wildlife Refuge and specifically Potter Marsh, a crown jewel in our area, and which, along with the adjacent Old Seward Highway, are a vital source of outdoor recreation from bird watching and photography to ice skating, skiing, walking, running, and roller skiing. Potter Marsh supports an abundance of avian, fish, and other natural resources that fuel the use and enjoyment people derive from the area. In this past pandemic year, outdoor opportunities presented by Potter Marsh have been even more important. Partner cutbacks, rising costs, and recent changes in matching funds mean that the previously fully funded $1.4 million project has been left with a $620,000 shortfall. The project is shovel-ready and will deliver a number of valuable construction jobs, meeting SB 74 goals to provide jobs. It represents a positive enhancement to a neighborhood which lacks parking for access to outdoor open spaces and trails and walkways. It enhances a key local tourist destination. Over 150,000 people annually visit the refuge, and these are people not only from our neighborhood, but elsewhere in the state, nation, and the world. So the project would economically benefit our state and our city. The private funds for this public partner-private partnership have already been contributed. The project includes addition of restrooms, and we know that highway restrooms are a limited commodity in our state, and they will make this area an even better destination for tourists and residents, and better ensure the area does not become degraded or contaminated with trash and worse. For over a decade, we have advocated for improvements to the Old Seward Highway east of Potter Marsh, including in annual recommendations on the Capital Improvement Program. Many, many people use the Old Seward Highway's inadequate and unsafe infrastructure directly tied to the use and enjoyment of Potter Marsh. In summary, Potter Marsh site improvements with the $620,000 needed for completion will provide jobs and economic benefits. It will enhance opportunities to diversify our economy, and it's a source of significant recreational, outdoor, and physical, mental, and emotional benefits for neighbors and others. We ask for your support in including these funds in SB 74. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next, we'll be moving to Julie Saup. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Please proceed. Ms. Saup, I'm sorry, from Visit Anchorage.
Yes, thank you. Sorry about that. This is Julie Saupy, President and CEO of Visit Anchorage, and I'm testifying in support of the Long Trail in SB 74. Visit Anchorage is the marketing organization for Anchorage, so we talk to visitors, but our efforts ultimately should serve residents, which is why I find the Long Trail in SB 74 compelling. Research shows that Alaska travelers are motivated by mountains, glaciers, and wildlife. These have been the top three motivators for years, in fact, for decades. These motivators have a direct tie to the activity of hiking, which is the fastest growing activity for visitors once they are here. Nationally and pre-pandemic, you've likely heard about the surging interest in national parks, which goes hand in hand with trails and with a changing traveler demographic, younger, more independent, and wanting a deeper experience. I expect this trend to accelerate post-pandemic as younger people are prioritizing travel and, A year in lockdown seems to have everyone dreaming about open spaces and reconsidering how and where they will travel. You've also likely read about the increased emphasis statewide on the independent traveler. Don't think that this is a short-lived market based on the current cruise ship situation. Independent travelers are critical and continue to grow as our year-round visitor base. A Long Trail project fits perfectly into a tourism growth strategy. Specifically, a statewide approach brings a unique opportunity. I hope you've experienced Anchorage's amazing trails. We can definitely defend the statement that we offer world-class hiking. However, the destinations that have really capitalized, where hiking is the catalyst of a trip, are destinations that prioritize hiking across many communities. New Zealand made it a nationwide priority. And closer to home, the Pacific Crest Trail is a great example of a long trail that motivates visits, even if just to do a section. This project can lift Alaska's trails to a multi-community level. Importantly, it will also provide residents new trails to explore and help redistribute traffic to new areas. One more activity leads to one more day, leads to one more night, leads to increased economic benefit to all. So by serving visitors, the benefit of a long trail will come back to residents. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we're moving to Heidi Dragas.
Thank you, Chair Myers, and members of the committee. My name is Heidi Dragas. I represent the Alaska State Pipe Trades Association. We support SB 74. We believe it's time for the legislature to support construction of public infrastructure projects. It's good for workers, good for business, and it will spur economic growth. We also think that bonding is a great way for the state to do that, and we encourage the committee and the legislature not to shy away from bonding as a way to support infrastructure projects. I want to thank the governor for proposing SB 74 and thank the committee for considering this important piece of legislation for Alaska's workers and our economy. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, moving on to Mayor Clay Walker.
Yes, good afternoon, Chairman Myers and members of the committee. My name is Clay Walker, and I serve as the mayor of the Denali Borough. I'm calling today to support the inclusion of the governor's proposed $13.2 million allocation within SB 74 for the Fairbanks to Seward multi-use trail, also referred to as the Alaska Long Trail. Broadly, the Denali Borough recognizes the societal and economic benefits of outdoor recreation investments. These investments result in happier and healthier residents and make Alaska a more attractive destination for longer visits and repeated visits, which have great economic benefit, especially to places as reliant upon tourism as is the Denali Borough. The Alaska Long Trail is an ambitious, visionary project with strong and growing support. The proposed investment will help build important segments which are vetted and shovel-ready, putting Alaskans to work as soon as possible. Specifically, the identified Denali Borough projects help meet our stated goal of expanding activities within the front country or just outside of the national park. We have strong relationships with the National Park Service and DOT in place and the joint capacity to get these projects moving quickly. Of the $356 million bond package total, about half, $176 million, is dedicated to transportation projects. The amount dedicated to this big trails project spanning the entire rail belt, which is $13.2 million, is about 7% of that transportation total. Given the economic significance of the visitor and outdoor recreation industries, this is a small but very worthwhile investment. Thank you for the opportunity to provide testimony today, and thank you for your consideration of the proposed allocation for the Fairbanks to Seward multi-use trail.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Moving on now to Ms. Melissa Hewer.
Good afternoon. My name is Melissa Hoyer, the Executive Director of the Susitna River Coalition based in Talkeetna. I'm calling in with concern about the inclusion of the West Susitna Access Road being included in this bond package. This project is in the preliminary stages of development and has only gone through one public hearing during the current phase two of the preliminary studies. This project lacks public support and is not shovel ready. This project has not been vetted or advertised to the community, and many Alaska Native groups, business owners, and individuals along the route have yet to be notified that the project is being discussed. Road building costs are estimated at $2 to $6 million a mile for this road based on 2014 road to resources studies, resulting in the road construction costs alone for this 100-mile-long West Ascentina Road be far beyond the $8 million requested in this package. The preferred route for this project has yet to be identified, and Alaskans should not be asked to spend money on a project that will likely never come to fruition. We ask that you remove this item from the bond package and focus on true shovel-ready projects that will benefit our communities and economy. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Thank you. We're going to take a brief Eddie's. All right, back on the record. Moving on to Chris Beck, please.
Yeah, hello. My name is Chris Beck, and I, like Clay and Julie and Tim before me, are you hearing me now?
Yes, sir.
I'm here.
Yep. Mr. Beck, we can hear you. Please state your name and your affiliation for the record.
Yeah. So, yes, Chris Beck. I'm playing lead role with the Alaska Trails Foundation, and we're a statewide nonprofit and wanted to add to a few things that were shared earlier. So Alaska Trails and our partners have worked over the last several years to create a package of projects which are primed to go into this $13.2 million general obligation bond. They're intended to take the place of the group of projects that, for inexplicable reasons, ended up in CAPSIS at present. Those are good projects. They actually came from some of our work, but those aren't the priority trail projects. What I really want to emphasize is that all these projects have really been built from the ground up. While Alaska Trail was the convener over the last several years, we've worked with the state of Alaska, Division of Forestry, Division of Parks, with Department of Transportation, local governments, businesses, tourism marketing organizations. These groups have all come together to identify projects that appear to us to have biggest benefit, strongest support, and are shovel-ready. Our sort of overarching theme is that Alaska has amazing outdoor recreation resources, and we've just really not invested in those in any kind of serious way. If we were to do so, we get a list of benefits. We get jobs in the near term, something we clearly need in Alaska. We get infrastructure that will give Alaska a stronger, more durable economy for decades to come. We can replace the often really poorly designed social trails with much lower cost to maintain sustainable trails. We can provide ways for more Alaskans to be invited and to be easy to get outside, be active, be healthy. And a key point, and one that Tim touched on, is that by providing a chunk of state funds, we could be able to much better match the equal or greater sum of federal dollars that are coming to Alaska, in part through the Land Water Conservation Fund program. So I'll end on just a note that maybe sounds subjective, but I think is true, is that these long trails have a kind of a magical ability to attract people. If you look around the world, people go way out of their way to go hike the Appalachian Trail, the John Muir Trail, the trails in Europe, trails in New Zealand. Alaska really deserves to have a trail of comparable magnetism, and it would bring all the benefits that you've heard about from Julie and Kim and Clay. So thanks for your time. We look forward to working together.
Thank you, Mr. Beck. And moving on to Mayor Josh Verhagen. Please proceed.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, we're good.
Well, thank you, Chairman Myers and the committee for allowing this opportunity for public comment. I want to advocate for the Alaska Long Trail project,
if you could,
both as an individual who believes this is an exciting recreational project, but also as a mayor who sees the the benefits that a trail like this would bring to our community. I asked the rhetorical question, what motivates you to visit a community? When I go to a community, it's often for recreational purposes, and I want to find some history or see some of the beauty of the nature around. And I believe that there are a lot of people that visit Alaska who don't really get an opportunity to experience that the way they could if we were to have this long trail in place. Specifically, I believe this will help increase independent traveler tourism. I know that they probably won't be having busloads of people on these trails, but these sort of travelers will also support small businesses, outposts and places to buy gear, restaurants, Airbnbs, laundry and shower facilities, et cetera. And so I really enjoy the aspect of allowing people to truly get into nature, get off the highway, see the beauty of Alaska. And I've been contacted by several community members in my community and also advocates of the Alaska Long Trail from other parts of the state, and truly believe that this project will bring a whole new group of adventurous tourists to our communities, and that this is a wise use of the $13 million proposed in this bill. So thank you for your consideration.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That's it. All right. If we could get Mr. Verhagen back on for just a second. Mr. Verhagen, if you could please state your name and your affiliation for the record real quick.
Sure. My name is Josh Verhagen, and my affiliation is with the City of Nenana, the mayor of the City of Nenana.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Seeing nobody else online, nobody else in the room wanting to testify, we will go ahead and close public testimony for SB 74. Okay. So, honestly, we were expecting a little bit more than that. So, moving on, our next meeting that we're planning for is going to be Thursday, March 18th. We'll be taking up amendments for SB 74. The amendments will be due to the office by the Monday the 15th at 4 p.m. And with that, unless anybody has any closing comments, we are adjourned at, looks like 1:58 p.m. Thank you.